in the developing countries, but also you have the possibility to reach new audiences, especially citizens, but other third parties like people working for the industry, people in the government. So this is very important. And of course, web is not only for accessing new information, it's itself a research tool. There is a strong interest in the so-called e-science or e-research. It's a new phase of the so-called big science. So now we have big science also using the resources provided by grid systems and so on. So we are proposing a new model where the central role is played by the search engines. The search engines are not only mediators, but are the way the information is visible to others. For example, if you are publishing a paper on the web and this paper is not indexed by major search engines like Google or like Yahoo or so on, really it's invisible for others, because everybody's using search engines to recover information. So it's not only a matter of publishing on the web. It's also a very important role to be indexed and to be provided by the search engines. You can see here we are considering not only the traditional information published on papers or books, but also the new information published in the Web 2.0 or multimedia or other media. Perhaps you can say, where are journals here? Well, in this new model, we think journals are not more than a very specialized type of repository. It's really a group of papers in a very formal way, obviously thematic-oriented usually, but this is a specialized type of repository. So most of the topics we are discussing today could be applied not only to the traditional journals, but to the whole set of repositories and to these new options. And why to use this model? Well, because academic and research organizations are far more complex than most of the evaluation processes think. For example, they usually focus only on research. But all you know, we have other duties. Not in the Research Council, of course, but in the university, there are new duties related to teaching. Many of these new duties are a strong electronic link. For example, the boom, the explosion of the distant learning. This is a very new field that should be explored. And, of course, the so-called third mission, the importance of the university to the community they are serving. So we need to consider the links from the academy to the industry, to the economic sectors, to the social sectors, especially in the local community, but also for the whole country. So these aspects should be taken into account. Of course, there are some very specific social activities like university hospitals. For example, in Spain now, most of the hospitals are going far for the university, and I can understand this position because it's a good idea to have professors of Faculty of Medicine involved in the hospital care system, and this is, I think, is not a very good movement. Well, most of you already know the main web advantages. For scholarly communication, you have access to more kinds of activities. It's more democratic because you can reach far larger audiences. For example, I could mention a standard paper written by me, for example, could reach, I don't know, a few hundreds, perhaps 1,000 readers worldwide. We are going to show you some of the results of our activity, that is a website devoted to ranking universities. Well, our website receives 3 million visitors per year. So there is a big jump between a few hundreds of a few thousand readers and 3 or more millions of visitors per year out of the web. And of course, you can reach these new audiences I mentioned before, politicians, non-scientific third parties, industry, even normal citizens, because this channel is more universal than others. Well, as I mentioned, we intend to develop a new set of indicators. In fact, it's not very different to the current set available. We are focusing on activity, of course, like the number of publications, the number of pages on the web, the number of websites, the information provided in these websites, documents, papers, and so on. We are focusing on impact, of course. Citation analysis has been very powerful for making analysis in the past, and we have an alternative, the link analysis, here, so we can use the link analysis to build the new social networks that we can obtain from the web. And finally, and this is fairly new, is the consideration of the usage, the number of people visiting the page. Until now, circulation, the equivalent indicator in journals, was not a very strong indicator. It's very difficult to find analysis considering journal circulation till now. But usage is really very important for us because we have access to a full set of new information. I'm going to show you one classification of these indicators with some examples that I think could be very helpful for you for understanding the meaning. According to activity, to web presence, we can consider the number of pages, web pages. We can consider the number of documents, especially in these rich file formats like PDF, like PPT, PowerPoint, like PostScript, that is very popular amongst physicists, engineers, and so on. And you can consider far new things like media files. If you are focusing on academy, you can use Google Scholar because it mainly consists of papers, other databases, of course, the new full set or repositories. And a new option is to use invocation, the number of times the name of a researcher or the name of institutions appears on the web. We have more information about the structure, for example, the number of subdomains. We call this indicator maturity, because it means that if an institution has only a central subdomain, means that all the power is concentrated in one group, probably the people close to the president of the university. But if the situation is distributed, each department, each faculty has its own subdomain, means the power is in the control of these groups. So more close information can be obtained if the situation is having a lot of subdomains. You can consider the distribution by contents, by typology, by the language. You can consider this new Web 2.0 situation, and there are already some blog metrics developments and wiki metrics developments, and of course you can consider formal aspects. How to obtain these indicators? It's very easy. From search engines, it's only a matter of controlling the operators available to us. For example, for obtaining the number of pages of this university, it's as simple as use site colon the domain of the university, unibielefeld.de. So it's really very easy. I can show you. Here you can use a specialized operator from Yahoo to obtain the number of subdomains of this university. It's a specialized operator called feature. And from here you can see there are more than 700 subdomains in this university. And even if you check, some of them has 2 or even 3 levels. So the power of scholarly communication in this university is in the hands of the final researchers or the final faculty members, not on the centralized organization. And I think this is a very good news. About invocation, For example, I use my own name. I am checking the presence of my name in the web, but using a specialized multi-search website that is called Clasty, that not only scan several search engines, but most important, groups the results according to semantic reasons. And this is very interesting because, of course, I can see I have almost 200 websites citing me, but most important, I know from here that I am specialized in indicators, I am specialized in open access, usually attend conferences like here, and I am working for National Research Council. Of course, my colleagues from Paul Wouters from Netherlands, Arun from India, or José Antonio Prieto, that is our webmaster. So you can obtain a lot of information very fast using this invocation option. Neighborhood is another set of indicators that is especially important because they are very visual. I'm going to show you. This is the results from the related option from Google. It's trying to build the neighborhood according to the pattern of links. And you can see here, University of Bielefeld has a neighborhood consisting of mainly other German universities. You can expect that. It's a standard, but it's really what they want. Of course, you have here a small section that is related to local aspects. It's the city hall. It's the web pages of the city hall. You can compare this situation with the situation of Cambridge University. Of course, we have some neighbors from UK, but here you can see a lot of neighbors from the America. You have Harvard University, Stanford University, another American university. So Cambridge in this way has a more universal neighborhood. You can use a semantic option that is called cartoon. For example, you can see here the relationships of myself with this university. And here you can see the main relation between my own web page and the university is the website, thank you, the website of this conference. Alexa is using not links but visits, and you can see again the same patterns. People visiting this university are also visiting other German universities. Regarding impact, we are counting number of links. Link analysis is mainly obtaining from this counting of links. We are use the raw number of links or use PageRank. That is a Google development that consists not only of number of links, but of the importance of the page who provides these links. For example, if you have a link from Wikipedia, your page rank is far better than having hundreds of links of other sites. Here you can see for this university, I use Exalit, another search engine. You have 45,000 links from abroad, from other websites. Most of them came from Germany and the rest of Europe, but also a lot of them from North America. And this is very interesting. Only 2% from Asia. According to PageRank, you can analyze the websites of this university. Of course, the central web page is the first one, but you can check most of these top seven came from the library. Congratulations to the library. The most important pages, according to PageRank, of these universities are from library, and the second one is this conference we are attending. You can use a more graphical way. This is very interesting. Perhaps you are not realizing the result, but the most important thing you can see from this interlinking graph is most of the links are national. You can see here is the Spanish national, the French national, German, Austrian system, English system. Well, when I talked with the European Union officers, they said, oh, we are building a European research area. Okay, still, we have no European research area. You can show you can check here in these pages. Finally, we have usage, the number of visitors, number of visits, number of downloads, PDF, and that has been recovered. You can use a traffic rank, that is a relative position according to the number of visits provided by a search engine called Alexa. Here you can see Bielefeld is 25,000 most visited website of the world. Most of the visits came from Germany, but some of them, for example, from Madagascar. I don't know why. And you can see here all the most popular subdomains of the university. You can use a more detailed analytical tool like Google Analytics that are providing a lot of information. Of course, the country of origin of most of your visits and so on. And finally, we decided to compile a system that take into account all of these aspects. We build a model to consider the full activities, the full set of activities of the university, and we decided to use a similar model to the impact factor system, activity one-to-one to visibility in the same ratio. And we are considering as a measure of activity size, number of pages, rich files, number of documents, and papers in scholars, and as a measure of visibility, the number of external links that we understand as a kind of virtual referendum about our website. We built about with this model several rankings, web rankings or webometric rankings. The most popular of these is a ranking of universities, but we have also a ranking of repositories, a ranking of research centers, and a ranking of business schools. We classified more than 4,000 universities worldwide every 2 times per year in January and in July. And here you can see the results. Of course, the big American universities, MIT, Stanford, and Harvard, appears in the first positions. Other important universities, Caltech, UCLA, and so on, appears in the good positions. And if you focus on European, of course, United Kingdom universities represents 5 of the top 10 universities in the continent. So it's very interesting to see these results, because there is a comparison with the results, a big correlation with the results you can obtain from other sources. But the most important, I am finishing, the most important results from our analysis is that we discover an unexpected academic digital divide. Of course, when people talk about digital divide, you think about differences between rich and poor accessing the internet. The results here is very, very shocking, because we discover the North American universities, not only from the States, but also from Canada, you can see here, are far better ranked than their European counterparts, European and Japanese counterparts. So when you access into the web for scientific information, it is more probably that you recover information from North America than from Europe. And this is very concerning. And this is a very new development we discover with this web indicators exercise. And we think it's important to take into account. Okay. My mission here was to show a set of indicators based on web data. We think we need to consider web indicators as our future tool for evaluation purposes. We are showing a lot of new possibilities for developing, and especially we want to focus on these very unexpected results we obtained, that according to the web, most of the information currently available came from North American sources. Okay, this could be called, I don't know, cultural colonialism, and we have the need to overcome it and to act in a way we can have a success. I think the option is publishing more and more information on the web. Thank you very much.